Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve him with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us. We are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve him with gladness. I like to sing loud on some hymns. When I sit with my family in worship, they're not always so sure I should sing loud on some hymns. This psalm gives me permission. And anyone else out there who can't always quite hit the right notes to sing loud and cheerfully, make a joyful noise. But if we reduce Psalm 100 to just giving us permission to sing loud, even though we're out of tune, we've made this psalm too small. This psalm is huge. And it's right at the beginning. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth, and serve him with gladness. All the earth, all of creation, all that he has made, makes a joyful noise when it does just what he has made it to do. When creation does what God has intended, it serves him with gladness, and it's a joyful noise. It's music to God's ears. Last month, I was in Seattle. A pastor was overseas serving 4 months as a military chaplain in the United Arab Emirates, and he asked if I would come and preach for him 2 Sundays. Seattle, Washington. 2 Sundays, all expenses paid. Sure, sounds good to me. My wife Sue and my older son Matthew went with us. During the week we did some sightseeing, of course, and we went to see Mount Rainier. It's just outside of Seattle. Huge mountain towers over the landscape if it's a nice clear day. We drove to see Mount Rainier, and you go up a curvy road, and you get about halfway up the mountain at a place aptly called Paradise. And when you round that curve to the visitor center, there's Mount Rainier, huge and majestic, beautiful creation, snow-covered. And you get out of the car, and it seems so peaceful, it seems so quiet, until you start listening, and you begin to hear the noises of praise. There's a bird in a tree chirping. A cheerful sound, doing what the Lord has made that bird to do. In a way, serving the Lord with gladness as his creation. A snowbank is out behind the visitor center in the shade. It hasn't melted yet, even though it's the end of May. And children are on top of that snowbank. They're having a grand old time making snowballs. Laughter. Laughter in God's creation. The noises of praise, the sounds of gladness, or the wind gently whistles around the corner of the building, a noise of praise from the realm of creation. At our house, we have a big yellow cat. You sit in a chair, he'll jump in your lap, scratch him under his chin, there's a purr. He needs some attention, you can hear him meow, and he comes looking for you. In a way, this is kind of a picture of the shalom of animal and a human side by side getting along, a purr, a meow, the noises of praise and creation. Or we just sang that hymn, loud voices, words coming out, a tune. But where did those words come from? Inside our lungs, About 1,000 miles of capillaries are exchanging oxygen and carbon dioxide, doing just what the Lord has made those capillaries, those blood vessels, to do. I wonder if he's not only just listening to the words that come out of our mouths, but because his creation is doing just what he made it to do, that's a noise of praise from all the earth. Do you get the picture? The noises of praise, not just in a worship service, singing a hymn, but when all the earth, when the created realm does what the Lord has made it to do, serves him with gladness, it's music to his ear. But of course, not all sounds are praise. Some sounds are ugly. They're the sounds of suffering and misery and fear. When we were out in Seattle, we went to see Mount St. Helens. It's been 25 years now since that volcano exploded. We saw a video of the explosion. An earthquake happens underneath the mountain. A side falls down. The snow all melts in the volcanic eruption and the heat, and it creates a huge mud flow river, a rampaging mud river, taking trees and ripping them right out and killing them just like that. We were told that if there were any large animals and the people too close to that volcano when it erupted at Mount St. Helens, they never had a chance to survive. The only sounds they would have heard were the explosion and then the sounds of fear and suffering, and then the silence of death. And those are not noises of praise. Think about the tsunami last December. The huge wave just crashing onto the shore. People running for their lives, crying out in just fear, and the wave swallows them up, and the capillaries, they no longer work anymore. It's just silence. Those are not noises of praise. Ugly sounds. I'm teaching this summer over at Sea Call, and if you go down the week, during the first few days of this week, on the little roof outside the doors on the back side by the parking lot, there was a dead bird in a puddle of water. I don't know how that bird died, but I can imagine that it flew towards the window thinking there was nothing there, and all of a sudden, thud! And it was dead. That's not a noise of praise. Paul says that all of creation groans, waiting for the redemption that's to be revealed in Jesus Christ. Do you get the picture? The noises of praise and the ugly sounds of suffering and the silence of death, all going on around us. And so often what happens is we hear the ugly sounds, the suffering and the silence of death. It drowns out those noises of praise. And that's not what the Lord wants. Psalm 100 calls us into his presence, wants us to know that the Lord loves the joyful noise of praise. And so he doesn't just create us, he does more. In a way, he recreates us. We are his people. He remakes us into the sheep of his pasture. Psalm 100 is huge. It calls us into his presence. It calls us into the presence of a Lord. And we get to see just what kind of Lord we praise. He does grand and glorious good things, for the Lord is good. And what kind of grand and glorious things? How do we become his people? How are we the sheep of his pasture? Happens because he sends a shepherd, the good shepherd. When you come into the presence of the Lord, you see Jesus. You see a good shepherd who lays down his life. You see a good shepherd who takes all the ugly sounds of creation and turns that day into Good Friday for us, for the Lord is good. He gives us the noises of praise right back to us. And make no mistake about it, all those ugly sounds of creation are there on that day. There's an eerie darkness that covers the world that's scary. Earthquakes shake the earth and people shudder when Jesus is on that cross. What is the cross but a tree that has been ripped off of its roots, dead, And even more, everyone who hangs on a tree is cursed. And can't you just hear the thud as the stone rolls in front of his tomb? And inside that grave is just deathly silence. Oh, Jesus takes all those ugly sounds of creation with him to give us back the noises of praise. We are now his people, the sheep of his pasture, and that's not all. More grand and glorious things. On the third day, Jesus rises from the dead, and now you hear those noises of praise. Can't you hear the stone rolling away and the tomb empty? Or Mary comes. She's coming with those ugly sounds of grief and sorrow. She's there to anoint a body, but when she sees Jesus, he sends her on her way. Go tell the others. He's risen. He's risen from the dead. The noise of praise. Then there's Thomas. Unless I see those nail marks in his hands and put my hand in his side, I won't believe. Ugly sounds of doubt. And a week later, Jesus comes. All right, Thomas, you want to see? Here's my hand. You want to touch it? Here's my side. Put your hand in there. Stop doubting and believe. Psalm 100. Know that the Lord is God. And Thomas's response? My Lord and my God. The noises of praise from a good shepherd who not only lays down his life but takes it up for us. Now, earlier I said, if you've just reduced Psalm 100 into a song we sing here in a worship service, it's too small. But that doesn't mean it excludes what we do here. No, it starts right here. Here we come into his presence. Here we enter into his gates. Here praise starts. Join me. Psalm 100, there's a tune called Old Hundredth. Whether it was originally written for Psalm 100, I don't know, but now Psalm 100 and tune Old Hundredth certainly seem to go together. We know it as the common doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The noise of praise, music to our Lord's ears. But if it's only here, it's too small. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth, and serve him with gladness. When we, as his creation, as his redeemed creation, leave, we too will serve with gladness. A couple weeks ago in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, they had this interesting picture. As a mother and her 5-year-old son playing in a park. She's waiting for the state inspection to be done, and so they went over to the park, and they're rolling in the grass, and she is tweaking his nose just like that. And both of them have this huge smile on their face. And I stopped to think about our life in the created realm, our vocation as parents or as children, and a laughter in a home. Oh, music to our Lord's ear, serving him with gladness. Or my wife is a nurse for the Missouri Regional Poison Center. You eat something bad, you're not supposed to, you call up the poison center, you may get her at the end of the line. And you know what you will hear? Hello, this is a nurse. How can I help you? Somebody carrying out their vocation, faithfully, that the Lord has given her to do, serving others. Serving the Lord with gladness, and it's music to the Lord's ear. Psalm 100 is just huge, bigger than you can imagine. Do you get the picture? It starts right here in worship. Whether in tune or not, we, his people, sing praises. But it doesn't stop here. It goes out there in our vocation as we serve him in gladness at home or at work, when we're studying, when we're relaxing. Psalm 100 is huge because our God is huge. He is good. His steadfast love endures forever. His faithfulness to all generations. We are his, the sheep of his pasture. Make a joyful noise and serve him with gladness.